For today's New Testament reading, we turn to St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the commandments shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I ask, didn't Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation, with a foolish nation I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold as to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Adam Salinas from Golgotha Lutheran Church, Wausau, Nebraska.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation today is taken from the Epistle of Romans, chapter 10, verses 1 through 21, especially verses 8 and 9. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Here ends the reading of our text. Dear brothers and sisters, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, each one of us has a deadly disease. It is called sin. It will kill you. Indeed, it will damn you for eternity, your rebellion against God. That is the punishment such an outrage deserves. That man, the creature, his arrogance, to rebel against the Creator who gave him life. So this is the big death we are talking about, the curse that your sin deserves. But there is no way for you to escape death and damnation by yourself. If you have righteousness, you will live. You need to be right with God. Be right in standing before him. Meet his perfect standard of righteousness, and instead of death and damnation, you will have life and salvation. So the question here is, how do you get this righteousness? Can you even get it? If you were healthy enough spiritually and were told, this righteousness you're looking for, this righteousness before God, that will bring you life instead of death, heaven instead of hell, paradise instead of perdition. Oh, you can find it, of course. Here are the Ten Commandments. Now do them and you will live. Well, friends, the possibility of you doing them sufficiently to earn your righteousness is even more remote. Well, friends, the possibility of you doing them is even more remote than a layman climbing the Rocky Mountains or a dead man diving to the bottom of the Mariana Trench and coming back again. Yes, it is impossible. You cannot do it. Such a thing is too far beyond your reach. You do not have it in you. So is there no hope? As far as the righteousness of the law is concerned, no, there is not. You are doomed and destined to die. Death is your only future, and the deadness weighs you over you even now. But there is another way. There is an antidote, there is a cure. And the equally good news is, you don't have to climb a mountain or dive to the bottom of the ocean to find it. The cure comes to you. As St. Paul says in our text, that the word is near you. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The word of God is near you. That is the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. St. Paul proclaimed it. Your pastor has been sent here to preach it to you. The word of God preached and taught in your eyes and into your heart. The Lord's Supper, where you receive the true body and true blood of Jesus Christ, is placed into your mouth. The word of God is near you. The good news of life and salvation in Jesus Christ. This is the saving faith you believe in your heart and confess with your lips. The Holy Spirit has put this word into your heart, giving you the gift of faith, so that now you do know it and confess it and call upon God's name in faith. God's own Son came in the flesh and came among us in order to rescue us from our deadly disease. He took our sins into himself, dying for them on the cross, shedding his blood for us. There's your antidote for sin and death, in the holy precious blood of Christ. And God's Son is able to conquer death, as his resurrection shows, a resurrection he will share with us. The word is near you. It is a life-giving message of salvation in Christ, forgiving your sins and delivering you from death. It is a word of grace, of gift, God bestowing his riches upon you freely for the sake of Christ. Righteousness is the only cure for your disease, the righteousness of God that opens up the gates of heaven. This righteousness comes to you through the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You receive it by faith, as the Holy Spirit plants the very word of God in your heart. And then your mouth happily confesses what you believe. The word of God is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Adam Salinas from Golgotha Lutheran Church in Wausau, Nebraska, for today's meditation on God's Word.